Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to see what it takes to. I have someone. My son is my will. I want him to be my caregiver. And okay. Do y'all take Medicare? I mean,
Medicare does not cover this program. It's a Medicaid-funded program. Do you have MoHealth?
I have Medicaid. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, so we could check your Medicaid to see if you're eligible for the referral, okay? What's your first and last name?
Okay. Paula Flowers.
Paula, P-A-U-L-A?
C-A-R-L-A.
Carla. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time.
Flowers.
Okay. And your date of birth?
11763.
What county do you reside in?
Jackson.
Home address?
3015 Cassell Boulevard.
3015, how do you spell your street name?
P-A-S-E-O.
And is that avenue, drive, street, boulevard?
Boulevard, Cassell Boulevard.
Okay. What's the city?
Kansas City, Missouri, 64109.
And you said the zip code 64049?
64109.
64109. All right. And now your 8-digit code or for your MoHealth net known as DCN.
Oh, you need my card thing?
Excuse me?
You need my card number or something?
Yeah, we need the Medicaid ID number to check it to see if you're eligible for the referral.
Okay, hold on.
Yep, take your time. And grab something to write with, ma'am, so we could exchange information, okay?
Hold on, I'm getting it. Oh, you need my MoHealth.
Yep,
okay.
The MoHealth. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. It's, I can't see without my glasses.
I know, they're so little. I don't know why they do them so little.
But I got my glasses on, still can't see.
089-1-0-5. 089. Go ahead.
089-105-24.
All right, I'm going to try that number. Please hold while I check it, okay? Please hold.
Okay.
Miss Carla, you've been found eligible in the past. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, didn't they come into your home and do an assessment?
That was years ago.
So apparently, when was the last time you had an aide in your home?
It was my daughter. She was working for Spiral right up the street from me on Linwood. And
okay.
They was doing them so wrong, and I didn't understand that. So I want to get away from Spiro.
So you want what's called a transfer. You want to remove those services from Spiro and hand them over to us. That's different. That's called a provider change.
Excuse my language. I want to get the hell away from them.
Okay, that we could do. One second.
Okay.
So you want a provider change. All right. Who's going to be your caregiver? Uh-huh. Who's going to be your daughter or your son?
My son, Jeremy.
What's his name? So we can add him to the care plan.
J-E-R-M-E-Y.
M-E-Y. J-E-R-M-E-Y. And his last name?
Flowers.
Flowers. And a good number to reach him so we can send them the hiring application.
Oh, I don't know his address.
No, his phone number.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's all I need. Because then I'll text him the link and he could fill out everything online. He's over the age of 18, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I don't have his number.
I'm not going to reach out to him. You don't have his number? So then you could give it to me later on, all right?
I have it, but it's in my phone, and I don't do all that fancy stuff. I don't have to hold that.
That's okay. You give it to me later. I just need you to write down some stuff because we're going to call the state right now and tell them you want out of there.
Yes.
We have to get you online for a provider change.
They said they were so mean to me, too, and my daughter said she wanted to quit. She put in her 2 weeks resignation, and they said she couldn't quit. I don't know what they're doing to her, but... They're going to have to fire her.
No, listen to me. If you have the CDS program, it is your responsibility to hire and fire your own aide. You just have to call the agency and tell them, I do no longer want my daughter on my care plan. I want her removed. That's it.
I'm going to do it, but they said
and then
else.
Now we're
going to
call the state.
Here and get the paperwork.
Wait. Did you get red flag? Yes. Let me check your system. Let me see what's going on. Let me see what's really going on.
They just mean. I don't know what they was doing. They just
wasn't
right.
I don't see any irregularities here. Everything looks good. Your care plan looks intact.
She's
been clocking in and out. You know that, right? She's been clocking in
and
out.
I don't have a catheter. I don't know why they keep... I don't know. She's still in there.
Wait a second. There's clock-ins here. Meaning that somebody's clocking in and getting paid for services under your behalf.
Well, if it's not my daughter, I'm going to have to ask her. If it's not her, they're paying somebody else under her name. That's what they've been doing to her. They wouldn't pay her, or even if they did, she would get like a $100 check. She can't survive like that with three kids.
No, she cannot.
I'm going to call. Can I have your number so I can call you back and get the information you want?
No. We're going to call the state and let them know what's happening. We're going to get you the help you need. All right? So first and foremost, there is an active care plan. When was the last time your daughter went to your home and got paid to take care of you?
like a month ago.
Okay, we have to be very careful how we word these things with the state, because you don't want to lose your services. If I were you, I'll leave everything alone. Leave it alone. Mm-hmm. All we do is the provider change. You start with a new agency. You start with your son. Leave everything alone. If you want later on, we can also add your daughter to your care plan, because I'm going to ask for an increase in time so you could get more hours for your son. All right?
Okay.
I just need you to write stuff down.
My daughter.
That's what they should have been doing. That's what that agency should have been doing with your daughter. I don't know who's clocking in and out, though, but you have an active care plan.
I'm going to have to ask her if that's her, because if it's not her, they paying somebody else using her name. That's what they've been doing.
If you like, you can tell the state, listen, I don't know what's going on. My daughter's being treated poorly. I want to know when was the last time that, you know, that she clocked in and out. Because I have a feeling.
It's been a while. I mean, she has it all written down.
Tell them I have a feeling that someone else is clocking in and out on her behalf. But then again, I wouldn't want to do that either. Because then all that does is open an investigation with the state and you can get caught up with something. You understand? And it can mess up your services. My advice to you is just start fresh.
She's not being treated right. What about her? She's scared to do another company with me because she's not going to get her pay and stuff right. And I don't blame her. Every time I had went to a different company, Freedom Care, all of them did her the same way. And it was frustrating for me, too, to see my daughter crying, knowing that she's here with me every day, clocking in and out, and not getting paid right.
First of all, you have a very little care plan. You only have 339 units. And I'm going to go over your care plan, okay? First of all, mm-hmm. you got washing dishes. You got 30 minutes, 4 days out of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Your maximum days of help is 4. Your minimum is 1. So taking out your trash, they only gave a 5 minutes once a week. Tidying and dusting, they only gave a 15 minutes once a week. Meal prepping, they gave her 60 minutes four times a week. Doing your laundry off-site, they gave 150 minutes once a week. Essential correspondence, 30 minutes once a week. Dressing, grooming, they gave 14 minutes 4 days a week. Cleaning your kitchen, 30 minutes 4 days a week. And cleaning your bathroom once a week for 30 minutes. If she was going over her time, that's why she's not getting paid. Because they're not paying her to do only that. That's all they're paying her to do. Change your linens. They gave her 10 minutes once a week. And your bathroom, your bathing, 30 minutes 4 days a week. That's all you got. So if she was doing more than that, she wasn't supposed to.
Well, she wasn't doing more than that. It's just that she just couldn't get paid right.
And if I can break that down to you, let me break it down to you. I'm going to tell you exactly what she should be getting. I'm going to tell you. Let me break down your hours. So this is, you got a 339 divided by 4 divided by 4.5 equals, she got 18 hours a week, 18.83. So it's really 19 hours a week, okay? 19 hours a week, you divide that into a 4-day care plan. She had about 4 hours with you each visit, four and a half hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take that and you times it by her hourly wage, which how much was she making an hour? Do you know?
No, I really don't know.
Let's say she was making 13, because that's what
what
Freedom Care starts people. So that means
13.
That every time she came to visit you and she stood there for 4 hours and a half, she should have been making $61. Mm-hmm. So if you times $61 times 4 out of the days that she was working with you, her check should have been $247.
Okay.
So if you think about it, she was making the type of money that she, for whatever hours she was clocking in and out. It's your care plan. Your care plan is poorly designed. It doesn't have anything of substance because you only have 4 days, which you should have had 7.
That's what Spiral did to us. And see, I'm
Spiral
just like,
doesn't do that. It's the
state. No, they didn't do it, but I don't know.
We have to call the state. I'm going to help you. We have to call the state and let them know that your needs have changed. Have you been diagnosed any new disabilities? I'm going to ask you what they're going to ask you. Have you?
No, not really.
Okay. Any new medications? Any new medications you've been put on?
No, nothing new.
Any recent hospitalizations in the past 3 months?
No.
Okay, so they're not going to give you an increase. You have to have those three things. An emergency visit to the ER, any new medical diagnosis, or any new prescription meds. But when we put in the provider change, you're going to put, you know, the days that she only gets paid to do stuff once, tell them that you need an increase in units and in days. Write all this stuff down because I'm going to teach you how to get more time. Write it down.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now first thing we're doing is a provider change, right? Provider change to mm-hmm. Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E, Deluxe Home Care.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 314-501-2508. And my name is Jasmine.
Okay.
That's 314-501-2508. My name is Jasmine.
Okay.
That's the first thing we're going to do. Once she grabs this request and you tell them that you want a provider change to the deluxe, they're going to ask you what else can they help you with. Tell them that you need a unit and day increased on your care plan. They're going to ask you, what do you need increased? Everything. I need from washing dishes to taking out trash to tidying and dusting to dressing and grooming to cleaning your kitchen. Everything on your care plan needs to be upped in time and upped in days because you take out your trash daily. They only put that you take mm-hmm. out your trash once a week. That's impossible.
What?
Yes, I'm reading your care plan. They paying your daughter 5 minutes to take out your trash once a week. You need to let them know I take out my trash daily. I wash dishes daily. I meal prep daily. I dress and groom daily. My bathroom gets cleaned more than once a week. So when they ask you, what do you need increase? Everything. I need everything on my care plan increase, from bathing to cooking to cleaning to dishes to taking out trash. This request is going to get assigned to a worker, a state worker. The worker is going to take the request. They're going to call you back, Miss Carla. They're going to review mm-hmm. your care plan like I have now. They're going to mm-hmm. ask you, what do you need increase? You're going to tell them again. They're going to give you more time.
I'm going to tell them trash, cleaning, bathroom, getting dressed.
Everything.
Meals,
tell them everything dishes. On your care plan. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You need more days of care. And you need more time for your aide to complete the tasks because it's taking them that much longer to do things for you as your back pain is becoming increasingly difficult. You see the language we're using? You're going to stretch your disability. My back pains are getting worse and worse and worse. I have doctor's appointments coming up to see why am I getting worse and not better. You hear the language?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do.
All right.
More days of care.
And more time on your care plan. Time on your care plan. Because that'll pay your daughter, your son more money. They'll get more time.
Okay.
Instead of the 18 hours a week.
Okay. I got it all written down.
All right.
Now
I'm going to
send you back his number when we finish.
No. You're not going to do any of that. I'm going to put you directly online with the state. When the state gets on the line, you're going to say, good afternoon. My name is Carla Flores. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I need a provider change. You stop and
it's
you wait.
Flowers.
I'm sorry.
Flowers.
Ms. Carla Flowers. You're going to ask for a provider change. You're going to stop and wait. They're going to find you in the system. They're going to confirm your identity. You're going to answer every question that they ask you. Once they have you pulled up and confirmed, they're going to ask you again, what can they help you with? You tell them that you need a provider change to Deluxe Home Care and you need a day and unit increased on your care plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to prompt the worker to know exactly what to ask you next.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all we're doing today. This request is going to get assigned to a specialist. These requests are averaging anywhere between 20 to 30 business days, not including weekends and holidays. It could be sooner, but you're going to wait because you got to get assigned. Once the worker calls you to assign the changes, then we can proceed and get you on services. In the meantime, we're going to process your son for payroll. We're going to run his background. We're going to send him the hiring application. We're going to register him with the family safety registry. So well, by the time the changes do occur, you're ready to get paid. He's ready to get paid.
So what if she's still on there? I'm going to ask her, did she quit or is she still working for me? Because I want that understood.
Well, only you can answer that. Is she coming over to your house? Is she doing your care plan?
Call her
is she cleaning
her.
Your house? Is she doing your dishes?
She's
is
not
she...
anymore, but if she's not doing it, somebody else is using her name and they're paying them. I want to make sure
or,
it's not her.
Or,
she could just be sitting there and be like, she ain't coming no way. They ain't going to pay her.
Or she's clocking in and out.
No, she's not over here. She ain't been over here in weeks.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe she's clocking in and out on her own. Without you knowing.
No, she's not doing that.
And you have every right to call the agency. Tell them, hey, when was the last time my daughter clocked in and out? That's it. You can do that. And I want to remove my daughter from the care plan. And you don't even need to tell them that you're switching agencies because the state is going to inform them. So if your daughter is going and she is getting paid, then you could continue to clock in and out until we take over. All right, Carla?
Okay.
Just ask your daughter before you tell the state that something funny is happening with that agency because you don't want them to red flag your care plan, all right? Because that'll cause a whole heap of problems for you. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'm going to get you seniors and disabilities on the line. Ms. Carla, what are we asking for today?
We're asking for a unit date increase.
What's the first thing? Put number one.
Number one,
provider change.
Okay, that's number one. Okay,
provider change to deluxe home care. You're going to give them my name and my phone number. Then the second thing is a unit and day increase on your care plan. What do you need? Increase everything.
Yes, dishes, meals,
everything. You need everything. All right. Please hold while I get you a state rep on the line. Please hold.
You're next.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. My name is Elana. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
Myself.
May I have your name, please?
Carla Flowers.
And what is a good phone number to call you back just in case we get disconnected?
816-660-5174.
And do you have your MoHealthNet or DCN number available?
Yes, I do. Okay, here we go. It's 0891-0524.
And do you mind verifying your birth date for me, please?
1-17-63.
Okay. Do you mind verifying your address for me, please?
3015 Paseo, Paseo Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri, 64109.
You have an apartment number?
Apartment 314.
In what county are you residing in?
Jackson.
Is that also your physical and mailing address?
Yes.
All right. And do you have any special communication needs such as hearing, seeing, reading, or writing?
My vision is kind of messed up.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that in there. All right. And what can I help you with today?
I want to go to Providers Deluxe Home Care.
Okay. Give me one moment. Have they accepted you yet?
Yes, they have.
You said deluxe?
Deluxe.
You said you're wanting to change to deluxe home care?
Yes.
And do you have their phone number?
It's 314-501-2508. And her name is Jasmine.
Perfect. 8. Thank you, because that was the next. I was going to ask who you spoke to. Good job. Thank you. All right. Let me go ahead and put in for that provider change. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
All right. Spiral is who you're with. Yep. Insidious. And you're wanting to go to Deluxe. All right. All right. Okay. So I have put that request in.
Mm-hmm.
Now it can still take up to 21 to 31 business days. Okay.
Okay.
For that provider change onto your care plan. All right. Now, a specialist will be reaching out to you from an 866-853-5055 number. So be looking for that. I always, advise my participants to clean out your voicemail, make sure you don't, you missed the call. Go ahead.
My voicemail doesn't work. So you have to leave me a text message.
Okay.
I will get that.
I do answer the
unknown phone calls, so my voicemail is messed up.
Yeah, I can put that in the note. Explained.
Well, they can call or I can call. I gotta fix that.
Well, if the 866-835-3505 number shows up on your phone, I'd answer that because that's going to be that specialist calling you. I did put participant stated that her voicemail is messed up, but the only way that they can get this changed on your care plan is to be able to contact you and be able to, go over that with you.
I will answer when they call.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have any other questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with today?
I wanted to talk about my unit.
Okay, let me go back.
Or do we talk about that now?
You can talk about that with the specialist as well. I won't be able to change anything. I can also put in with that provider change. I mean, if you're wanting an increase or a decrease or anything like that, I can put that in as well. but
yes.
You can
okay.
still go over that with the specialist.
Okay. Okay, thank
All
you.
All right. You're very welcome. Please don't hang up. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to an automated line.
Okay.
An automated line so it can tell you about the next steps of the care planning process, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I want to wish you a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Have a
thank
great
you.
One.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm transferring now.
Okay. Thank you.
Please hold while your call is connected. PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist.
All right, Ms. Carla, you did really well. Okay, so now we sit and we wait. In the meantime, you want to call the agency that you're currently with and just find out what's happening. Hey, I would like to know when was my daughter's last clock in. Ask them all the questions that you feel that you have a right to know. One, when was your daughter's last clock in? And two, how many hours a week is your daughter getting paid for, and what's her current hourly rate? You want to know these things. And then call your daughter, depending on when they tell you when was her last clock in, and figure out what's going on with the clock in and clock out.
Okay.
See who's been clocking in and out on your behalf, all right?
I've got it written down. I sure will.
All right, Miss. You see how you got a lot of stuff done?
Yes, I did.
All right, Miss Carla. It's been a pleasure assisting you, okay? My name is Jasmine. This is Deluxe Home Care. You call me if you need me, okay? In the meantime, this referral is going to get submitted to the agents here, and they're going to reach your son, Jeremy, to send them the hiring application. Did you find that number for me or no?
I'm going to have to send it back to you.
Okay. So when
I'll call you back when I get the information.
You can do that. Yes, you can do that, or you could also wait for the coordinators to reach, and you could give it to them then. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome on board.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Miss Carla. You take care.
And you know what? You know what? I heard y'all on the radio.
Oh, good. 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 I'm happy it's working. Good. We're trying to help as many people as possible, so it's working. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.